It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Amy Jorgensen back on the show again with me. Amy, you were here back in June, I think, or something? Oh, no, September.
Yes.
Right? So, welcome.
Right.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you again. And Amanda was here with you last time, I think, and you guys were talking about the tailgate event that was going on, right, for Sports
yep.
Boosters. But this time you brought around along a different compatriot in crime. So, Mitch Breinig. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, and it's great to have you here on the show for first time out. I hope we're not freaking you out too much by this live radio format.
Well, we'll give it a try.
Yeah, there you go. So, and you were saying you may not even talk that much because you just used up your voice last night at a wrestling match.
Yeah, the boys were wrestling to go to Team State last night, and it was a very intense match. So,
you have a child that's in wrestling right now, or one that's going to be in wrestling? I forget. You were telling me before the show.
Yeah, he's a first grader.
Okay.
So we start him young.
So do you like do Greco-Roman knuckle locks at home and like, come on, let's go?
Funny you might say that. We do some of that stuff. In fact, this morning, Braden said, Dad, can you show me this move I seen last night?
That's right. You were in wrestling way back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth and all that good stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So this is a proud family tradition, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, well, thanks both of you for joining us. It's always fun to talk with folks in the Sports Booster program. Amy, how did you get involved with Sports Boosters? You've been involved with the program for a while now.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years now.
Okay. So, and probably because kids were involved in the different sports programs?
Yep, my son was in middle school, and I was recruited to come out and help and...
Recruited.
Yes.
So they actually saw you at a match and said, hey, we could use helpers.
We need some volunteers. We need some people. So
now how does that work too? Because I know my kids were involved in the music programs when they were at the high school, and they actually had kind of a requirement, if you will, that when you had kids in the program that you parents volunteered a certain number of hours or had to work at certain events like the Invitational or whatnot. Is it similar with the Sports Boosters program, or is that more of a do it when you can, or you try to approach people individually like they did with you? How does that all work?
There is no rule, you know, being involved with high school sports that you would have to volunteer, but we encourage people to join and to help us and get involved.
Well, and it's certainly, I mean, you guys have done a ton of stuff in terms of the things you've been able to supply for the sports programs that otherwise would probably not have been able to happen, or at least not happen as quickly as they do. I think of things like the scoreboard at the football field. Wasn't that partly... a Sports Booster project, or that they were able to fund some of that?
Yeah, and that was before my time, but, you know, those are the kinds of things that the Sports Boosters are trying to fund.
Sure.
I was just actually doing some math here the last couple days, getting prepared for the Rock the Gym, and in the last 5 years, we've raised and given out over $224,000.
Wow. Wow. So that speaks not only to your efforts, but I guess it speaks to the community, too, and their support of the sports programs. That's always been kind of a neat thing, I guess I noticed that in the fall when it's out at the football stadium. But there's a lot of focus on the school system and the sports programs, and that really seems to be a gathering place for, I mean, you see people there. It's not all just kids that are in the programs right now. It's community members that keep coming back and supporting the teams.
Alumni.
And, yeah, supporting the kids in the area. I mean, I really feel good about that from a standpoint of a community member who's never had kids in the sports programs. I mean, we had kids out there on the marching field, you know, doing marching band, but that we never had kids in the programs. And I was just always impressed with that there were so many. Do you find that the same way, that when you're trying to recruit help and volunteers, that there's a lot of interest and a lot of support?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of people in this community that like to give back and like to be helpful to the different programs. And, you know, like you talked earlier about the, you know, like basketball or football, and in each of those sports, they probably have a requirement that the parents have to, within their sport, do some volunteering. And the Sports Boosters, we're kind of on top of all that.
Okay.
And it's strictly volunteer, giving our time, trying to help raise money that we can contribute to all the sports.
And how many events does it take? I mean, or how many volunteers does it take to run an event like the Rock the Gym event? I mean, do you have like a set number that you know you kind of have to hit in order for it to work, or is it?
We
more
can definitely use about 30 this
really?
Friday night.
Wow!
Working the concessions and working our raffle tables.
And then for like the football program, because you guys run the food stands for that, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So, and that's in every week, almost in every week commitment throughout the fall, right?
Nope. for the football season, Sports Boosters only has one game, and it's always the homecoming game.
Oh, really?
So different organizations run the concessions for
each game. Thank you.
Yep. So the Music Association gets one game.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's right. So they spread it across all the different organizations. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, that's good. I never knew that. You're learning something every day when you're here on Mornings at Frowners, aren't you? So then in your case, it was the tailgate party, too, was part of that homecoming event, right?
Correct. Okay. So we raise our money through three events, the homecoming tailgate, through Rack the Gym, and our annual golf outing each summer.
So there's kind of a fall, winter, and spring event, basically?
Yep. Okay. Fall, winter, and summer, correct.
Okay. So how did that go? We should probably talk just a little bit. How did the tailgate party go? Wasn't that the first time you tried? You did something that was new with that, didn't you? Or am I just remembering things wrong?
It was pretty standard.
Was it? Okay.
Yep. It was nice. We had great weather. It was a good day and nice turnout.
Yep.
Okay. So
it was a little earlier in the year than normal. Homecoming was kind of early this year.
Yeah, early September.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had you on the show like mid September, didn't we? Like right around the 15th-ish, somewhere in there?
Might be, yeah.
Or did, I'm trying to think.
I feel like we were really close right after Labor Day.
Yeah. I'm thinking we, in fact, didn't we do a special edition because it kind of came up out of nowhere and it was.
We are special.
Yeah, you are very special. Oh, we are special. This is Fred Rogers talking now. You are special. So anyways, yeah, that's a really horrible Fred Rogers imitation. I know. I get it. You don't have to call into the station and let us know. But anyway, so I didn't get to ask you, how did you get involved with Sports Boosters? You've been a sports person for a long time, right?
Right. Well, funny you would say recruited because I think Amy recruited me.
I did.
Ooh. So
he looked like he was willing to share some time and
he had energy a pulse.
Energy. We like energy.
Right.
Our board is usually about a dozen people, so we rotate as your children grow up, and some have stayed with us for many years even though their children are well out of high school, so.
That would be nice if you did an athletic event to rotate the board. Couldn't you see that sort of being, okay, we're going to do some sort of physical thing to actually show that we have rotated the board, right? Everybody, one together, get up and rotate.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. so you were volunteered essentially into it by Amy, but you had a background. You went through the sports program here, didn't you?
Yeah. So I was a 12 sport athlete at Sauk Prairie.
12 sports?
Yeah. Or, 12 season. I guess you got to say 12 season.
Okay.
So I played football and wrestled and played baseball.
Okay.
And so lifelong resident. And, I just love youth sports. I love coaching. And it was a place to, give back some time and treasure,
Sure, sure. Invest in the things that invested in you, basically.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amy, did you have a sports background at all, or was
no? I do not.
So you just have kids.
Yeah, but I grew up in Illinois. So
Illinois. Oh, okay. We won't talk about
we
that.
Won't.
Yeah, with Flatlanders, we don't talk about that sort of thing. Gets things in kind of bummed out on a Wednesday morning. We don't need that, right? Are you now? Both of you, I would think, see really great things happening in your kids too as a result of being a part of these programs. What if you were to try to talk and think about that? What are the things you see in your kids as a result of being involved in the sports programs? What are the skills that you think, not only the skills, but I guess qualities, do you see those things developing in your kids that you think are, they're different than what you get in school? I mean, it's different than the reading and the writing and the arithmetic. What do you think the sports programs have done for you and for your kids, Mitch?
So I think a couple of things. I think it teaches you to work with other people and, reach a common goal. You figure out what it takes to win, teaches you how to lose if you don't, if you're not successful, one team wins, one team loses. And so it teaches you sort of that sportsmanship thing that you have to learn.
Sure.
And I just think it, some of my best memories growing up are the things you've done with your friends that you were competed with, and
sure.
So those are the kind of things that I think I see my kids learning.
Yeah, those team efforts where you have to all contribute if you're going to be successful in it. I think of that with theater productions I've done. One of the first things I tell the group, the ensemble, is that we're only as good as our weakest link. So you have to be thinking in terms of what can you do to nurture the people that are struggling the most so that we get to the place where we can't get to unless they get really good as well. And I would think the same thing happens with teams, that they try to just encourage one another to become as good as they possibly can be so that the team succeeds.
And also, you can't just show up on game night and flip the switch and say, we're going to be successful.
Yeah.
It's the work you put in between games that makes you successful. And
Well, and you brought up a good point, too, about the whole learning to lose gracefully. You know, I mean, I think of that, like, with some of the teams, that things that we've seen. My my nephew was heavily involved in the soccer program, and he said one of the teams that they played, the players just didn't seem to have a good attitude about, you know, winning and losing. They were much more, I guess, kind of arrogant about it, which I felt that's really, I think, a coaching issue, don't you think? That if the coach is encouraging and teaching those kinds of fundamentals, because everybody, any game you play, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. So how you deal with both things is probably equally important in a lot of ways. Winning feels great.
And sometimes, you know, winning gracefully is just as important as losing gracefully, because if you're arrogant about winning, it just can rub the other team, and you don't want to show up the other team. You want, you know, you're participating and competing against them, and you don't want to make them feel like, you know, just, you don't want to hurt their feelings either, you know?
Sure, sure. Nobody likes a sore winner or a sore loser, or an arrogant winner and a sore loser. Amy, what are your kids involved in for the different programs?
My son plays football, basketball, and baseball.
Okay.
So pretty similar to Mitch. But yeah, just definitely the sense of team, work ethic, and working hard. I agree with being able to win and to lose. It's been great to see. I mean, as a parent, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing him and his teammates together and the smiles and just good, clean fun, staying out of trouble, respecting each other, backing each other up.
Yeah, you think of that. They have an opportunity to kind of work out some of those frustrations.
Oh, they should
have.
Do. Yeah. They should
when,
do.
When you're on the football field, you know, everything's worked out pretty well, I would think.
And just watching them, you know, take it so seriously and always coming home and watching film and paying attention and studying and trying to get better.
Yeah, and our football team has struggled. I mean, that's got to be both hard and good, I would think, because we're you know, a lot of times we're I think the Sauk Prairie teams in general tend to be in the upper echelon, but there are years where programs really struggle. And in some ways, I wonder if those aren't the years where their kids really learn something about, you know, digging deeper into yourself and finding the ability to just come back and play again, and realizing that winning isn't everything. It is how you play the game sometimes. That's got to be kind of interesting to watch in your kids, too.
It really has.
I know we saw a little bit of it with our kids when they would go to competitions, and, you know, there was the joke about forever fourth. You know, they would go to these big competitions, and it seemed like they were always in fourth place in Sauk Prairie. Or they would go to places and feel like they really gave it their all, and they, you know, didn't get into the final or whatnot. And, you know, it's really easy to think, all those darn judges, they don't know what they're talking about, you know. But, and you're in a little bit different thing because it's pretty objective. I mean, you either win or you don't win. I suppose you can have bad ref calls, like that famous Seattle Seahawks Packers game. So, but you're a little bit more objective, isn't it, in terms of you don't have to worry about the ref just didn't feel like giving you any points for that touchdown. You either got it or you didn't, right?
Right, it's like, you know, most of them are either running against the clock and swimming or running and track, you know, and, you know, gymnastics would be the only one I think is probably just a little more subjective. You know, you watch that in the Olympics and you're like, wow, I thought she did really well and the score was whatever.
Yeah, don't you wonder sometimes when they're looking at those things, what are they seeing that we are not seeing? So, well, I suppose like diving is kind of the same too. There's some objectivity to that. I mean,
yeah, we don't have a diving team though.
You don't? Okay.
Nope, not anymore.
Anymore? Okay.
Speaking of gymnastics, that was nice to be able to see them just this week, and Sports Boosters was able to give them some new equipment after almost 25 years. So
really?
Yeah, wow. We gave a few thousand dollars to them, which was nice to see them getting great use out of that.
Sure. Well, our swimming teams have a tendency to have some pretty strong performers there as well, right?
Yeah, they've got, I think, 8 boys going to state this year.
Okay. Boy, that's impressive to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. They're competing at the Division I level, which is, you know, that's the big schools, and we have a co-op. We actually have Lodi and Wisconsin Heights and Sauk Prairie compete as a team, and so that puts us in the upper division, and they're competing right along with the big schools. It's really great to see.
Wow, so you're going up against big Madison schools, big Milwaukee schools, that sort of thing. Green Bay, I suppose, has some big schools.
They won the conference for the first time in 27 years. The boys' swim team did just last week.
Wow.
So that was exciting for them.
All right, call out to Sauk Prairie Eagles. Way to go, Eagles. All right, rah, rah, rah. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We got more to talk about. In fact, there's a special event coming up this weekend that you do not want to leave your radio so you can hear all about it. So we'll take a quick break here on WRPQ 99.7 FM. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's, and we are getting ready to rock. We're rocking and rolling here at McFarland's because this is an important weekend. This is one of those three biggies, right, that happened throughout the year, Amy. You were talking about the pillars
of... This is the
big
one. Yes, this is the biggest.
The pillars of Sauk Prairie boosters, so sports boosters. And the event coming up this Friday night is the Rock the Gym event, right?
Yes, it is. It's the Rock the Gym, and it's the night when we have actually 7 basketball games this year, starting at 4:30 and continuing on to the varsity boys game starts at 7:30.
Wow. So so there's the games that are part of the first part of the Rock the Gym, but then isn't there an event beyond that? Or I thought there was some sort of like dance or something that happens too, or am I thinking of something else?
So really what the event is... At 4:30, the junior varsity girls play, okay, and the junior varsity boys, I think, play at that time too.
Okay.
And then we have a raffle going on. We have a 50-50 raffle, and we actually have a bunch of really great items that have been donated by our area businesses,
okay,
that we raffle off. We sell tickets for, and we also have a 50-50 raffle that we do in the gym, and so all that sort of goes on in the background during the basketball games.
Okay. So is that, it sounds kind of like the invitational, executive session does their invitational in the end of January where they have all these different groups coming in, and while those performances are going on, you've got all this other activity going on as well. So, and there's even a bigger event with that too. Isn't there a car that people can...
Yeah, so kind of, you know, before during the games, you know, our athletes are competing and everyone's watching, and then at the end, people get to buy tickets for a bunch of different things that they can compete in. So we have 4 different people get selected to make as many free throws as they can make in 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then we have a 3-point shooting contest. And then we have a kid's half-court shot. And then the grand finale is the adult half-court shot, where they're getting a chance to win a 2017 Chevy Cruze donated by Bowig Chevrolet Buick.
Cool. Cool. So there could be some big... Has that ever been won?
To win.
I mean, there's actually some rules regarding that whole thing too, right? Like you can't be a starter for the Wisconsin Badgers or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They actually have some rules. You can't have ever played professional basketball. You can't have played college basketball, and you can't have played high school basketball or coached in the last 5 years.
Okay. So you're really trying to weed out the people that would have a lot of, you know, good experience of doing this and get somebody who's just like going to be a real
error. So LeBron James is not eligible, apparently.
It's going to be a Hail Mary half-court shot, right? So basically what
still, you could get some good kids who just 5 years out of high school.
Yeah.
They've got a good shot.
Well, and there are kids that just played, you know, pickup games, whatnot. I remember at our church, there was this group of guys that used to play a lot, and I think some of them were high school players too, but they called themselves the Sons of Thunder because they were, you know, a bunch of middle-aged guys playing basketball, and I just enjoyed playing the game, you know. So
well, send them over on Friday night, buy a ticket, $1 a piece.
Yep. So can you take as many, like if you wanted to buy 5 $1 chances to win the car, can you do that, or is it one per person kind of
you
thing?
Can buy 200 if you want.
Yes, you
so
can.
it's basically one, each ticket you buy you can put in a, and so what we do is we have a setup where we have a whole bunch of little buckets. And you buy your tickets, and then you figure out what bucket you want to put your tickets in. So if you want to buy 20 tickets and put them all in the half-court shot, that's what you can do.
Okay. So, Amy, are you going to try this, Amy? Have you ever? You have never played any high school basketball, right? So you're going to be there in the half court, right?
I will be there. Yes, I will be there.
So about five years ago, I actually got picked to shoot for the half court for the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I still don't have a new car.
Has anyone ever won the new car?
One time.
Okay, how long have they had the car as a penalty?
I would say that's pretty much been a signature part of the event.
Okay. So thanks to our area, Ballwig Chevrolet, who I'm sure they have to do some special stuff in order to get that car available for things. So
yep, it's a really nice promotion. We work with them, and we've been just really pleased to have them sponsor the car.
Well, in 2017, it's not like they're, you know, well, you can have that jalopy off the back lot, right? Brand new car with all Brand the trims car. And features, no doubt. Is that a... I was thinking something with that, and now it's gone completely out of my head because my head is vacuous and clean. So unlike a lot of things in my life, is that when you're so throughout the evening, then you've got the raffle going on, you've got these special events at halftime. Is this in the midst of the varsity game that the half court shot happens?
We're going to do the kids half court shot at halftime of the varsity game, okay. The boys game, and actually we have a new sponsor for that. As well, Quality Cellular is a new business that just took over the cellular store over here in the Senex Piggly okay. Wiggly building.
Oh, okay.
And they have agreed to sponsor that part of the program.
Okay.
And we're actually going to have a little different thing than we've had in the past. We're going to have a progressive contest for the kids. And so they're going to, if they make a layup, there's going to be a certain dollar amount. If they make a three-pointer, there's going to be a higher level. And then if they make a half court, I think it is, there's going to be a higher level, and Quality Cellular would actually donate the winnings to the Sauk Prairie School.
Wow. How cool is that?
So exciting stuff.
Yeah, nice to see a new area business even get involved with something like that. And certainly, I mean, they're taking some exposure on that whole thing. So in some ways, you hope the kids do really well, get a bunch of three-pointers, and in other ways, it's like, ooh, that took...
Yeah, so we'll continue to list all of our businesses on our website, SaukPrairieSportsBoosters.com. There'll be banners hanging all over the school on Friday. So, okay. Yeah, numerous businesses.
So are there tickets then for the entire event, or are there tickets per game, or how is that going to work in terms of if people want to come for all five games, can they do that, or do they have to keep going out and getting tickets?
It might be the best value in Sauk Prairie this weekend. If you buy your $4 ticket to come at 4:30, you can watch three games of basketball in the main gym, and it's okay. one ticket gets you in.
So do you use both gyms during this, or is just the one main gym? Okay.
And we actually use the middle school.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep,
wow.
The freshman boys are going to play two games at the middle school.
Okay, so that's where the other two games come into the mix of the things? Okay, and they're just back-to-back, so you don't have to miss any of the games. You can see every single one from start to finish. Well, I guess the middle school, you'd have to choose whether you were at the middle school or the high school.
If you're in the high school, if you want to stay in the south gym or the north gym.
Okay.
Yep, and then, you know, of course, because it's a long evening, we need to have a really good concession stand. So we're going to have Pizza Hut pizza, we're going to have pork sandwiches, and then we're going to have popcorn, which is great for a basketball game. So a great concession stand that the people can come and maybe have their supper at the game as well.
You said the magic word, pork sandwiches. Yes, that is. Actually, that's magic two words, but we won't make a big deal of that. Will we? Amy, you're not going to correct me
all.
On that one. Okay, good.
Bring the kids. Bring some friends.
Bring the family. I always think of those monster truck things. Bring the kids. Bring the elderly. So, yeah, everybody can enjoy themselves, right? So, and it's good, clean fun. I mean, you cheer on your teams. I mean, are we playing really tough teams? Is this going to be a tough
one? The boys are playing Fort Atkinson, and the girls are playing...
Mount Horb is currently, there's kind of a log jam in the standings in the girls' side. Wanakee, I think, is going to be the conference champ, but I think that right below them is Mount Horb. Actually, Mount Horb is ahead of them, so they're a really competitive team.
Okay.
They got a higher seed for the new tournament.
So. Okay. So there's going to be a bunch of sweat on that court, I'm sure.
Another thing to keep in mind, too, with Rock the Gym, it's, I think, a little misconception over the years is that it supports basketball, and Rock the Gym is just one of our events that goes to support all of the high school sports. So we could use the money, obviously, from Rock the Gym to pay for the gymnastics equipment, to pay for the lacrosse helmets we just agreed to purchase for the spring. We bought new parkas for the girls' soccer.
New parkas? Like outdoor parkas, or
if you've been a parent of girls soccer, parkas are a really cool thing in the spring because it's usually about 35 degrees and cold and windy about 7:30 when they kick off, so it's cold.
Okay,
so then they keep them as a team. They check them in at the beginning of the season, return them, and usually get a good 5 years out of them, 5 to 7 years.
So they'll have the team emblems on them.
Correct.
Obviously, all that good stuff.
Yep, so, we've done that for the boys and the girls.
Okay. Cool. So then they just have a range of sizes available.
And the way it works, we have kind of a two or three funding cycles. And what we ask is that the coach come to a meeting with a request, have done the research on, what particular thing they're looking at for their program. Maybe have gotten one or two bids already as to what that product would cost.
Okay.
And have the coach come and represent their team. And then we make our funding.
How often do you have those meetings then to be able
we
to do
meet
that?
We meet every other month.
Okay.
So, but 3 times a year we invite the coaches, prior to their season.
Okay. And then how many members are on the board that are part of that whole thing?
12.
Okay. How many volunteers are there total, you think, in the entire program that help with all these events? Do you know?
Well, there's 11, 12 of us board members. And then we usually have kind of the same people who've been helping for years.
Really?
That help with maybe out at the country club, help with the golf outing.
Okay.
So now we've got an extra dozen or so more.
Are you finding, I know there were workshops, I think some currently too, about volunteerism is dying. Are you finding that at all? I mean, do you think your volunteer base is continuing to be strong, or have you found that as time has gone on, it's been harder to get volunteers to help with things?
I think it's always harder to get volunteers, but I think if you have a great idea, if you have a culture of volunteerism and reaching out and giving back, I think that really helps. And I think we've really tried to instill that, in all the programs that you're working, your kids are participating and somebody has to do the extra work. And
sure.
I think you just have to have that culture that everybody, what do they say? Many hands make light work.
Yeah,
and
that's
really what the Sports Boosters is looking at, because
it's
not a fundraiser of 10 people for the Sauk Prairie School District. It's the community raising money for the community.
Right. And I think of that in terms of what you're modeling for your kids too, which I applaud both of you that you are out there doing stuff, showing them that it's not just all about, I'm getting paid to do this. I'm investing in these programs because you're in this program for one thing, but also because I believe in what this program is doing for our community, right? So that's, I think that's the hard thing. I see our kids need to see that. They need to see that there are these causes that you can get involved in and make a difference in if you're just willing to spend the time, right?
Right.
So,
yeah, I think our kids and hopefully others, they see that we're all working hard to get this new equipment, to get these uniforms.
Right.
We want them to feel good and have what they need.
And I think what's really, the really good message about the Sports Boosters is, the money that we've made and already reinvested back into the programs is money that we just wouldn't have in our programs if
right.
the Sports Boosters didn't exist.
Right.
And, I was looking back through some of the initiatives that we've had, and there's three really big ones that we've done. When they redid the gym, there was over $70,000 came from the Sports Boosters for the new bleachers.
The joint effort with the 50th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Tawana German talking about that.
Right.
And then
also helping with the new basketball court.
Okay.
And then, they refurbished some locker rooms or did some locker room stuff that, or weight room, some
okay.
weight room stuff.
Okay.
And again, a lot of sports use the gym, even the baseball team uses the gym when they're
during the winter
and in the spring, it's open for open gym on Sunday afternoons. Anybody in the community can go use our gym.
Okay.
And we have an awesome gym that people can use. And so, that's that give back that the Sports Boosters has done to make a place where people can gather and have some fun.
Well, and you have common interests, you have common support in terms of the things that you believe in, you care about, you're passionate about. That's always fun to be around people that share those interests, right? So, Amy, you look like you're going to see.
No, it's great.
She's just soaking it all in. Well, I'll let you soak some more. We'll take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll come back and talk about the community calendar coming up. And, of course, I'm going to hit you guys one more time when we get to Friday. Okay? So take care. Don't go anywhere, guys.